Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Locked On Angels. Today is August 5th, 2020. I'm Steve Granato, filling in again here for Taylor Blake Ward. Pleasure to have you with us here again. Lots of good news to talk about in 2020. That's been few and far between, so let's go ahead and get into it. A look at last night's victory. We'll talk a little bit about Pujols. We'll talk a little bit about Willie Mays. Talk about Andrew Heaney, and we'll get ready for tonight's game. So let's just go ahead and dive right in. Angels with a 5-3 win last night over the Seattle Mariners. Very solid outing for the Halos. We're going to talk about Heaney here in a second, but just to put some things of note, Trout homered in his first game back after coming off of the restricted list / the paternity list. First game, first at bat, boom, over the left field wall. Mike Trout hit his second homer of the season. Joe Adell made his MLB debut. Looked pretty good. Ended up picking up a hit in his first at-bat. And actually, funny little story, I was watching the game last night on Fox Sports West, and as that pitch was kind of dribbled to third base and Joe beat out the throw, I immediately said to my roommates, man, that's exactly like Mike Trout's first hit. And then Gooby comes in, chimes in, says the exact same thing. I was like, yeah, me and Gooby. Got our brains in the right spot. But yeah, so first hit for Joe Adell. He picks up a single and a one-hit performance last night using that speed and looked pretty good as well. So don't expect much a guy coming straight out of the gate like that. And, you know, obviously the ceiling is high for Joe Adell. Everyone excited to have him out in right field. Probably going to see him again out there tonight. And especially with the 60-game sprint, if you're lucky to get all 60 in, then every time you can get your best players in the game, you're going to have to do that. So Trout back in the lineup again here tonight. Adell, more than likely. Let's talk a little bit about Andrew Heaney before we get to Pujols. Very solid yesterday. We had mentioned in yesterday's podcast, our discussion was how big that start was for him. I mentioned, you know, one's a fluke, two's a trend, and three's a streak. So that third outing for him is so important, and for any pitcher, really, is to start stringing together good options, good outings, and he did. 5 2/3 innings of work, 3 hits, just 1 earned run. The bit of a concerning point, 4 walks, that's a little high. 3 strikeouts for him. Here's what Andrew Heaney had to say in his breakdown of his outing last night.
You know, I thought I did a good job of, you know, throwing first pitch strikes, and changeup was a little better to the righties. Breaking ball is still not 100% where I want it to be, but keep working on that. And then obviously I just need to keep letting my defense do their thing because they were awesome tonight.
And here's what Joe Maddon had to say.
Did you see the first pitch strikes? He was nailing that down pretty well. I think that was filling up the zone early to put him in command of the counts. He had his good stuff to the very end. I think it was close to 90 pitches. It was another great one to build off of for him. I just thought overall much better command of his stuff in the zone.
So again, just shy of 6 innings for Heaney last night. You know, working ahead of counts is always important. Again, I mentioned the walks a little up, 4 walks to 3 strikeouts. You know, mix the good and bad, but overall, what Andrew Heaney was able to do last night is very good. Getting ahead of counts is very important for him. He knows that. Being able to work in his secondary stuff is very important. He knows that, and it's nice to see that him building off of that. I'm very curious to what everyone else thinks. How important is Andrew Heaney? We're going to get a little bit deeper into pitching options. We're going to talk about Julio Teheran later on in the episode here today, but how important is Andrew Heaney to this rotation now, especially without Shohei Ohtani? Let me know your feelings at Steve Granato, Granado. Again, we're going to talk about that here in just a little bit. But before we get to all of the pitching stuff, let's talk about Albert Pujols, home run number 659 last night. Now one shy of tying Willie Mays on the all-time home runs list. Got a curveball outside and over the plate. Had to reach out to get that homer as well for number 659. And I like what I'm seeing out of Pujols this year. It looks like the power is kind of back. You know, he's been dealing with that, the foot stuff, the plantar fasciitis the last couple of seasons. Who knows how that's going to hold up this year. You know, that's an ongoing problem he has to deal with personally. So I'm really liking what I'm seeing out of him. It looks like he's seeing the ball well right now. It looks like he's being really patient at the plate, waiting for his pitch, and he's really jumping on a lot of mistakes. Now, that little curveball he got wasn't necessarily a big mistake. It was left up, but it definitely broke to the outside part of the plate, and that's kind of where I'm seeing the old flashes of Albert Pujols coming back right there. Remember, he's 40 years old at this point. So for him to reach out and tattoo that ball to left field, That wasn't an easy pitch to knock out. Yes, you know, 80 whatever up in the zone, but he had to reach out and poke it to left, and to be able to pull that baseball around to left field, that's a really good sign, and I really like what I'm seeing at Albert Pujols right now. I think of that homer that he had against Seattle and that little messing with timing fiasco, that mistake pitch. And he was able to sit on that, and that's what I'm talking about with the patience. You know, he didn't flinch on that homer. And this one, you know, he's reaching out and poking that to left field to pull that baseball around is really impressive, and we're starting to get those flashes of the old St. Louis Albert Pujols again, that pure strength. And he just looks so balanced at the plate right now. I'm really liking what we're seeing out of Albert. All those power numbers coming back. Are you excited to see Albert Pujols right now? I'm excited to see him. He's beginning to look like a must-see TV again, where you're going, oh, Albert's look, you know, coming up. I'm going to get off Instagram and I'm going to look at the TV right now. So I'm excited to see Albert Pujols continue that power numbers. And the power numbers overall, you know, Mike homering, Fletch homering last night, you know, bringing up Joe Adell is a huge addition. If you can get Tommy La Stella back to his 2019 All-Star numbers, you know, in lieu of Andrelton Simmons, you got Rendon starting to look solid at the plate. He's starting to look solid defensively as well. So the things are kind of coming together, and it looked like last night was a big glimpse. Yes, against the Seattle Mariners. Yeah, that's a caveat, but still, those are still major league hitters, still major league ball players. So, nonetheless, excited to see the guys finally coming together. That was one of the first games. It really looked like all things had come together. The bullpen looked good. Keenan Middleton looked good. You know, Ty Buttrey with a very solid outing, no hiccups, and looked very clean for his first save. So overall, things just kind of clicked last night. But a little bit more here on this Pujols thing. During the game yesterday, I brought up this question. Actually, this question was brought up to me by my girlfriend, and she asked me, you know, how many Hall of Famers are playing right now? And that kind of got me thinking. So I kind of made a small list. You know, we had the conversation. I broke this up into three categories. I have first ballots, I have not first ballots, and then I have the maybes, the potential guys, the guys who have to pan out. So let's start with my first ballots. I'm just going to go ahead and lock it in. Trout, boom, done. Pujols, obviously. Kershaw and Max Scherzer. Those are my, like, no doubt first ballot guys right now in my brain. Here's my not first ballots. This is guys that are probably, you know, all these obviously depend on the class and how many votes the guys get, yada, yada, yada. So this is where I'm at with the not first ballot guys. I got Justin Verlander, Jacob DeGrom, and Miguel Cabrera. Yeah, I know Miguel might be a first ballot guy, but as far as the numbers over the last, you know, four seasons, essentially since his MVP run, with the injuries that he's had to deal with, Miggy's numbers don't bode well for him as far as being a first balloter. That's not a knock. Being a first ballot guy is the you know, the god tier of the gods already. You know, your Ken Griffey's and those rights, but still got Miggy going. I don't think, you know, these latter years of numbers are going to hurt him, but I just don't think he's going to be the first ballot guy. I could be completely wrong. Obviously, this is just my assumption here at this point. Here's the maybe, guys. I think this is more the exciting part. I want to start with Shohei Ohtani. Yeah, I know, relax. But these are the guys that need to pan out, the guys who have the tools to succeed in a high accelerated fashion. And I think for me, that's Shohei Ohtani. What he could be to the game should he get healthy. You think Troy Tulowitzki is one of those guys that, God, he had every tool in the box. Can he do it? And no, he couldn't because he was just hurt too much. So playing time is huge, and being able to get on the field in an outright capacity. You know, Shohei not likely to pitch in the remainder of the season. We'll talk about that after the break. But Shohei's one of the guys that I have as a potential Hall of Famer because of the tools he has. He is still so young, so I wouldn't put too much stock. Another guy I have, Matt Chapman, third baseman for the A's. Kind of throwing this one in there as a Cal State Fullerton guy myself, but nonetheless, Chapman's got the tools to succeed. What he does at third base, his glove, his arm, his bat, I believe he homered yesterday. So what Matt Chapman can do, really impressed with him. I think he's a potential third baseman Hall of Famer. Same with Nolan Arenado. I think these two guys are solid lockdown hot corner guys. Nolan Arenado, what a heck of an arm. Great bat, total clutch player. Arenado certainly has the potential. Another guy I have, middle infield guy, left side of the infield, Dansby Swanson with the Atlanta Braves, a Vandy kid. Dansby's got clean, clean hands, great footwork, solid bat, and just a heck of an arm. So Dansby Swanson's another guy I think that, you know, as his career progresses, definitely has the tools to become an elite of an elite. Another guy playing alongside him in Atlanta, Ronald Acuna Jr. Ronnie, man, what an electric ball player. Love watching Acuna play. And he's certainly got the makeup of a guy that can totally make it to the Hall of Fame. So those are some of my choices. Send me yours. I'm not too interested in what your first ballots are because Trout, Pujols, Kershaw, Scherzer, we know the elite's of the elite. But what are those fringe guys? What are those pan-out guys? I got Shohei, Chapman, Arenado, Swanson, and Acuna. So send me your picks on Twitter, at Steve Granado, G-R-A-N-A-D-O. We're going to step aside, quick break. When we come back, we're going to take a look a little bit deeper into Ohtani, preview tonight's matchup, get you set up for Game 2 with Seattle. That's coming up next. Back on Locked On Angels, Steve Granato back with you. Let's talk a little bit about Ohtani. I don't want to get too deep in it, but we talked about it a lot yesterday. If you missed that episode, obviously here on the feed. You know, 4 to 6 weeks was the timeline for him. Joe Maddon yesterday saying that he's not likely to pitch again this season. That's kind of what I came to the conclusion of yesterday, too, just kind of mathematically. I think with a regular season, had this happen in start number two, clearly he would have been able to pitch towards the All-Star break, but, you know, 60-game sprint, that's not exactly what we're looking at. So the 4 to 6 week timeline on the early end put him back in early, or rather in mid-September, and that was on the early end of it with about a week of rehab. So that's clearly not going to happen. You add the 2 weeks for the 6 week timeline if it's on the tail end of that, and then boom, season's over. And you wouldn't bring him back for you know, a playoff situation, not what you've seen out of him and not being pitching for the last 2 years. At absolute best, that would be him coming out of the bullpen. But he's still DHing, still available for DH. The grade 1-2 strain is what came out of him. Not a tear, which was, again, what we talked about yesterday, is good. You obviously love to see that. No tears, no problems like that. So, yeah, it sucks. We all want to see Shohei Ohtani pitch. But right now, you don't want to push him. You don't want to push that arm. He's still so young. You come back next season, he's fresh. He's feeling good, and he's looking good with a full season. You know, you still got 10 years of really, really good Shohei Ohtani. So I'll gladly take that over the last, you know, five more starts in 2020. I will gladly take years over five starts. Okay, so let's take a look at tonight's game. Angels and Mariners one more time. Getting the call back from the injured list, Julio Teheran will take the ball and make his first Angels start. Or if you remember, Teheran signed a one-year, $9 million contract in the offseason pre-COVID. Yes, is Julio Teheran Gerrit Cole? No. I think we need to tailor our expectations in that regard. Teheran, remember, he was at one point a top five prospect, not just as an arm, but in all of baseball. He's been a middle of the rotation guy since 2015, but that's really all the Angels need out of him. Here's my breakdown here. If I had to line it up perfectly, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, getting ready for a seven game playoff, this is how I have it right now, 2 weeks into the season. Andrew Heaney is your ace right now, especially considering how he looked last night. Three outings, very good for him. Griffin Canning going two. You have Bundy and Teheran as your middle rotation 3-4 guys. And essentially all you're missing is your fifth guy, which was Shohei's spot. He wasn't the fifth, but you know what I mean. The fifth, number five, would have been the Shohei. So you're really just looking for that platoon guy out of the fifth spot. Really, all you need out of Teheran is what he's given over the last couple of seasons is your middle rotation guy. With Heaney really bursting onto the scene and Canning looking really promising this year, I've really liked what we've seen out of Griffin so far. You know, and even with Dylan Bundy, which, you know, still small sample size, but what you've gotten out of him, what you were expecting out of him, I mean, you can't ask for much more. And I think that's kind of the same situation with Teheran. What can you realistically expect out of him? Well, you know, a 4 ERA, you know, with the season being so short, you know, what, I don't know, sub 100, you know, 60 to 70 innings if we play all the way out. that would be just fine. And that's all you need out of him is someone who'd be just fine to get you six innings, to get you, you know, three or four runs against, and the Halos can put up the numbers offensively right now. So you can't expect the world out of Julio Teheran right now. You can expect a middle-of-the-rotation guy, and that's all the Angels need right now. He's not Gerrit Cole. The Angels didn't sign a big arm in the offseason. Sad to say it. Did I want Gerrit Cole? Yeah, of course I wanted Gerrit Cole. We didn't get him. So you got to tailor your expectations in that regard. Julio Teheran, your middle-of-the-rotation guy, take the three or four and get as much as you can out of him. 1 year's nine, one year, $9 million. I mean, that's all you can ask right now is a 1 year, $9 million guy. So expect that. Expect a middle rotation. Anything more, gladly take the bait. As far as on the other side of the hill, Marco Gonzalez will get the start today for the Seattle Mariners. Former first rounder, 2013, 15 overall. Was Marco. This could be a big year for Marco Gonzalez. Last year, a career high 203 innings pitch. Obviously, we're not going to get in that range here in 2020. That would be insanity. But Marco Gonzalez has had pretty good success this year. He's off to a good start, 1-1 record, if you believe in that kind of thing. But has looked pretty good thus far this year. So Marco Gonzalez gets the ball today. Could be a big start for him to kind of find where he's going to be at this year. Some numbers again, some quick numbers. Trout batting 429 off of him. And David Fletcher looking real good off Marco Gonzalez, batting 320 in his career against Marco. So two of the guys you need to watch out for, especially guys who homered yesterday. Trout, who has homered a ridiculous amount, I believe it's what, 25 times at Seattle's now T-Mobile Park. So Trout, great success there. We know how much success he had against King Felix in the past. David Fletcher has looked good against Marco Gonzalez, and he's swinging a real hot stick to start 2020. So the two guys we're looking out for here today, Trout and Fletcher. Angels looking for their first series win of the year. Try and set up a sweep for tomorrow. Game two of a six-game road trip we talked about yesterday. Got to win four or five of these games to try and get back in the hunt and stay afloat here in a shortened season and a tough AL West with Oakland and Houston surging right now and Seattle looking pretty good. So that's pretty much all I got here today. I want to thank you again for tuning in for this installment of Locked On Angels. Again, I'm Steve Granato filling in for Taylor Ward. You can follow me on Twitter at Steve Granato, G-R-A-N-A-D-O. Make sure to subscribe to Locked On Angels on whatever podcasting app you use, Spotify, iTunes, or anything you download online. We are there and you can follow along, join the 2020 season on whatever this weird ride is. 7 p.m. tonight, follow Locked On Angels at Locked On Angels, lockedonangels.com. And again, I'm Steve Granato. Thanks for tuning in today. We'll talk to you tomorrow.